22917. It is 6 to 7.
From ABC Northern Tasmania,
this is Kim Napier.
Here's a question. Do you have a degree? In a few hours, a group of kids aged as young as 7, I should call them children, will have their own special graduation. The gowns, the funny hats, the tassels, all of it. Belinda Chapman is the Northwest Lead at the Children's University of Tasmania, and she's here to tell us more. Who would have thought, Belinda, there was a Children's University of Tasmania?
Yeah, I know, Kim. We get those questions all the time, and people are always really curious to know exactly what it means. So it's fantastic program.
In a nutshell then, what is the program?
Well, Children's University is really giving an opportunity to young people to be recognised for all the stuff they do outside of the classroom. Any sports, music, art, that sort of stuff that they take part in, any community volunteering that they do, all the things that they do off their own back, they can actually get recognition for it. And it really is integral to, like, you know, their growth as citizens in the world. And that's really one of the key kind of messages with Children's University, is that just kind of trying to encourage kids to be curious about their world and taking part in a positive way.
Yeah, I like that. So it's more around extracurricular activities than some sort of Doogie Howser. Is that his name? You know, fast tracking a child through university so they're a doctor at 12.
Some of them are probably able to do that, but no, it's very much about that, the extracurricular activity, yeah.
So you're gowning up today, measuring them for their gowns. The graduation, though, is on the 21st and the 22nd on the northwest coast. Take us through it.
Okay, so the children will arrive. Some of them will come with their school groups. Some of them will come with their families. And they'll all be gowned up. So they wear a gown and cap like the adults do when they graduate. They'll have a beautiful gold stole and a tassel on their cap. And they'll join children from all over the northwest and basically walk into a piper, leading them into the auditorium. And then they'll have the opportunity to go up on stage and collect the certificates for all the hard work that they've done. It's just a really wonderful opportunity to, you know, be with other children, I guess, that have been doing the same thing around the coast.
Well,
yeah.
There's no real difference, is there, between a grown-up graduation ceremony and what you've just walked us through? Except
not really.
There won't be any drinks afterwards. Maybe Fanta or something like that.
Maybe for the staff at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's true. Now, these children, how do they usually react to the gowning in the ceremony?
Oh, look, it's just the best part of the job for us, I think. I think that's when it really becomes real for them. You know, it kicks in. They've tried the gown on, they put the hat on, they look at themselves in the mirror, and it's just that look of recognition. It's a beautiful moment. And, it's full of joy, yeah.
I've noticed on socials, actually, that the idea of, you know, children graduating has kind of gained momentum. In fact, in kindergarten, you will see children wearing a mortarboard and getting a certificate as an example.
Yeah, I guess it's really about the celebration. I think that's how our partner schools look at it as well. You know, their kids are starting to get really excited now, and it's the joy and the celebration of all the hard work. So I guess no matter what age you are, that recognition is special, isn't it? And it probably means different things at different stages of your life. But I think every child loves being celebrated for the work that they've put in, no matter how old they are. Yeah.
Well, there'd be people listening, getting their children or their grandchildren ready for school and thinking, I think this could be for Ollie or Jane or whoever. How would you get some information?
Well, they can visit our website. So if you go to the University of Tasmania website and then just type in Children's University to the search bar, you'll be able to find out more information about the program. And there's contact details for all of the regional leads across Tasmania, so people can certainly get in touch with us directly and we can fill them in.
That sounds fabulous. Have fun today.
Thank you so much. See ya.
It's 2 to 7.
Leon Compton.
Luke, tell me.